It is time for part 10 of Sasha Builds a Gaming PC.
Yay!
And today, this is it.
This is it. This is the main unveiling.
Well, we are actually going to game.
Yes!
stage-9.co.uk. Check it out. These folks are working really, really hard to recreate the Starship Enterprise NCC-1701D from the next generation. Now, so much effort has gone into this. It's using Unreal Engine 4, and it's literally a tour of the Starship Enterprise. Now, we're using tonight, we're on Linux, and we're using a pre-alpha release. So that means it's not even alpha yet. It's not even ready for prime time. We're probably going to encounter some glitches. We're probably going to encounter weird things that are going to be fixed. But it's so nice that they're releasing versions that we can give a try to. First of all, it works on Linux, Mac, and Windows.
Cool.
If you're a Linux fan like us, please get on over to stage-9.co.uk. Make sure you reach out to Rob there and let them know that you are a big supporter of Stage 9 on Linux, because we really want to see them always bringing out versions for Linux. I know they're going to do it, but they need to know, of course, that there is a Linux gaming community as well, and we want to see how this goes. So it's a game that we're going to run on the gaming computer.
Right.
But it's not quite a game yet. Like, we're not interacting with people. We're touring the Starship Enterprise.
This is awesome.
You folks ready? Get into the chat room. Category 5 on Freenode. Let us know where you'd like us to go. Now, this is what they endeavor to do is eventually this is going to be, Stage 9 is going to be a full tour of the Enterprise that you can walk through, that is true to the blueprints, that is true to attention to detail based on episodes of the show. So when you
really
walk into rooms, you know, decor is what you would expect it to be. So this is a really, really exciting project, folks. And before we get into it, we do need to say that it is a fan project. It's provided absolutely free. It's not endorsed by CBS, Viacom, or Paramount, and all of the trademarks to do with Star Trek are, of course, property of the copyright holders. So this and the project itself are provided absolutely free, and both the Project Stage 9 and this broadcast are fan productions that are provided with no monetary compensation. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Let's spin the camera around and hop into the holodeck. So here we are. Are you ready to take the tour?
Yeah.
Chat room? Tell us where you want us to go. First of all, we're going to head on up to the main bridge. Let's see if we can find our way here. Now, of course, we're walking down a corridor on NCC-1701D.
Senior Wences wants us to go to Rand's quarters.
Rand's quarters?
Yeah.
We'll see if it's an option. Now, now we're in a turbo lift, and the way that it is working at this point is they've got destination set up on kind of a computer type screen, because it needs to make sense for us to be able to find where we're going. So up on deck one, we've got the main bridge. Let's head on up there. We want to see all the detail that's gone into that. And off we go. We're there. Oh. Anyone else feel that? This is like my boyhood fantasies right here. What does that tell you about me? All right, let's get a little bit of a walk around. Looking out here. Oh, we've got some destruction out there. What have we got? Look at that, folks. Just beautiful attention to detail.
This is incredible.
All right, I'm going to show you, before we really get into kind of gameplay and touring the Enterprise, let's look at some of the options that we have here. So, first of all, we're on the gaming rig that has been built on the course of 10 episodes. So let's look at low quality setting. So this is low. Oh, pardon me, I didn't hit OK.
That is not a weakness.
There we go. So that's our low quality setting, which is still pretty fantastic. But if you've got a poor frame rate, you might need that. Now, of course, Sasha, this is the gaming rig that you've built. We're going to try Epic.
unable to correct the system failure. You must say goodbye now.
We're also going at full 1920 by 1080 resolution. We've got everything just cranked absolutely full. I've turned down the motion blur just a little bit because I didn't want you to get dizzy, and I've turned up the gamma just for the sake of your TVs because it makes it a little easier to see things like the stars. So now that I've done that, now, of course, there are some other things. I can turn on NPCs, so if you want to see some folks on the bridge and throughout the Enterprise, you can actually turn them on. They are not presently interactive, but they are kind of cool, but they can sometimes get in the way. So we're going to turn those guys off. And let's restart and take this right to what you're going to see when you first connect to Stage 9. Here we are in the turbo lift outside of the main bridge. And you'll see that when you restart, it actually resets a couple of the settings. I'm going to turn off NPCs, and we're going to turn on animated L-cars, which apparently has a performance hit because of the way that it's done right now. But it performs well on your system, Sash.
Very cool.
All right, so let's head on over here. We're going to see what was out there originally before I did a little bit of playing before the show. Look at that. That's Deep Space Nine, folks. So we know where we are. That must be Bajor.
That's what I was going to say.
Where's the wormhole? Okay, so let's head up here. So you get some of the interactivity that you would from a game. We can... Oh, dear. Do I do it?
Do it.
Do I?
Do it.
No! It should never happen. Who was the Joker who made it so that the only thing you can blow up is DS9? Come on. Should have been a Ferengi cruiser out there or something. Romulans. All right, let's take a tour, folks. The captain's ready room. Here you go. Look at that. So you're watching Category 5 Technology TV, and tonight we are actually taking a tour of NCC 1701D. This is the Enterprise from Star Trek The Next Generation, and it is powered by Stage 9, and you can get it. It's a free download at stage-9.co.uk. There's the captain's fish. Cool. Not yet animated, it looks like, but cool. Again, great attention to detail. Looks just like the show.
He did such an incredible job on this.
Isn't it amazing? Wow. All right, folks, let's see where the turbo lift can take us. All right, so we've got deck 2 is the starboard bow with Data's quarters, Worf's quarters, cargo elevator, escape pods, and a crew lounge. We've got deck 6. Midship is the transporter rooms, the science lab. Deck 7 is the stern with the arboretum. Deck 8 is the battle bridge. Then we've got stellar cartography on deck 9. Captain Picard's quarters on deck 8. The computer core, look at all these, eh?
Sick bay.
Shuttle bay 2 and the brig. The nacelle control, which is the warp engine control. Going to give us some a view there. Main engineering, 10 forward, and holodecks. We've already been to the holodecks. You know what? I would love to see main engineering. That's somewhere that, you know, Geordi and Data spent a lot of time and just love main engineering. So let's see what we can find here. Now, you'll see these force fields throughout Stage 9, and that simply means that they haven't completed that area yet, so you can't go there, which is cool. Nice way to do it, and the corridors just look absolutely incredible. Geology lab. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, main engineering of the Starship Enterprise. Stunning. Wow.
You can hear it. It's incredible.
Goosebumps. It's rare that we get a chance to do this kind of thing on Category 5 Technology TV, but being our Halloween special, hey, it felt right. There's another turbo lift over here. Now, when a door doesn't open, it means that it's not part of the network or it hasn't been completed yet. So you find the doors that have been completed, and eventually this project is going to have an entire representation of the Starship Enterprise. Where would you like to go?
Let's go to the sick bay.
All right, let's check it out. On deck 12.
Here we go. How much of your day today did you spend touring around?
Me?
Yes.
I was more like plugging in cables and making sure things were going to work. Okay, so it looks like the only way we can go is forward. All right. Now, this, again, is true to the blueprints of the Enterprise. So if you really focused on episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, you're really going to have a sense that, wow, they've turned the set into an actual interactive environment. Just amazing. So here we are in sickbay, folks. Let's head on over to Beverly's office. Here we are. I think we can sit down if we right-click. Ah, yes. There we go.
No way.
Unreal. Engine 4. Beautiful. Well, can't go down there. Here we go.
I feel like I'm going to have the weirdest dreams tonight.
The best dreams.
Where to next?
Let's check out. Now, I'm very interested in the Arboretum and stellar cartography.
Okay.
Let's head on over to the Arboretum, which would be kind of like a garden on the ship, which would be pretty cool. Nice place to go read a book or something. And here we are. Beautiful artificial sunlight. Now, I'm looking at this, and I'm wondering what kind of settings we're currently...
I am unable to correct the system.
Oh, you weren't in Epic!
Oh, my goodness! Folks, if you thought it was incredible before...
Now it's Epic.
Now it is truly Epic. Wow. Holy cow, I want to, like, go back and start over. This is just gorgeous. I was like, that's beautiful anyways, but look at that.
Oh, wow. It's very...
So one of the things that they do need to implement is, like, saving of settings, I think, would be quite helpful. Let's, you know what, can I head back to main engineering just to see what that looks like in Epic mode? Because that's kind of a big deal. You'll learn your way around. Okay, now we've got... Oh, was that a lens flare? Wow. Sasha, I thought this was impressive a few moments ago when we were here. Now look at this. So if you've got the horsepower, folks, we've got lighting effects and blooms and things like that. See that? Just awesome. Wow. All right, let's take the tour. Keep going. Make sure you're in the chat room. Sasha and I are watching as best we can to see where you'd like us to go, what you'd like us to do next. Let's go over to Stellar Cartography and see what things look like over there.
I'm just mesmerized by this. It's incredible.
I feel like I've been here. Like it's a deja vu feeling having watched so many episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. So it kind of feels like this is like living the fantasy or the dream of what Star Trek has created. So we've got to find the right door because only the doors that are in active rooms are going to actually let us in. Oh.
Oh,
wow.
Don't fall off.
Yeah. This looks like from generations. Cool. That looks like a bit of a work in progress. Absolutely beautiful, though. Look at the textures there. Just looks awesome. All right, now, where's the turbo lift? There is an emergency transport feature, so if you get lost, you can actually use emergency transport. Or if you get outside and of the Enterprise and you can't find your way back in through a glitch or through jumping out a shuttle bay door, something like that. Speaking of shuttle bay, do we want to check it out?
Yes, let's.
And we're off. See how the door opened but didn't open?
Oh,
That's like one of those kind of pre-alpha glitches. So you just back up and go back again. Oh, a brig. Nice. I don't know if you can lower the force field or not. I don't know how interactive things are just yet. It's more just for the tour of it than anything. Awesome. Looks like a shuttle bay to me.
No way.
Cool.
Oh, you can knock the buckets over.
Stuff is interactive, yeah. Get out of my way, bin of nuclear waste. Whatever it is. Okay, let's see what we can do. Open the shuttle bay door.
Shuttle bay force field activated.
Nice. I think those force field generators are there. Wow. Oh, now I'm wishing I didn't blow up DS9 because we could go and explore it.
Oh, sorry. Bad advice. Bad advice.
Just blow it up.
Shoot it. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can actually operate a shuttlecraft. Can you open it? Must be a way. I'm right-clicking and left-clicking on the pad, hoping that that'll do it.
You did it.
Sweet. I think once the NPC model is part of my person, it might be a little bit easier to see things like where my hand is actually pointed, because I'm kind of just aiming into space and hoping that I'm clicking on the right spot. There we go. All right, let's take it for a drive. Oh, okay. How do we maneuver? W's not going. Oh, there it is. Okay, W after I pressed space. It is controlled by the mouse itself. Let's see if we can get a view of the Enterprise. Oh, I've got like a rear view mirror kind of thing going on there at the bottom left. That's cool. There it is.
Very cool.
Are we still in epic mode?
I am unable to correct the system failure. You must say goodbye now.
Just want to be absolutely sure. There it is, folks. The Starship Enterprise as per Stage 9. So we're taking off from a shuttle bay in a shuttle, and it's true to where the shuttle bay would be located. There's the bridge up at the top there. Nice. Get on over to stage-9.co.uk if you'd like to check it out. And let's see if we can find the shuttle bay entrance again. There it is. Can I dock it? Coming in a little fast there, Lieutenant Robbie. Nice.
Good job.
Thanks. Thanks. Beaut. Oh, okay. Now, how do I... Oh, there we go. Right-click to stand up. Can you open the door?
No, we're stuck in here forever.
Forever? You can always just press restart if you're stuck. And it can sometimes happen. Or you can try the emergency transporter, which is in-game, in your game menu, which is accessed by the escape key. The emergency transporter is there. However, sometimes... Oh, it worked beautifully. Look at that. Sometimes the emergency transporter will take you and place you somewhere you don't want to be, in a corridor where there's no escape, things like that. And we've got time for one more location. So chat room, tell Sasha where you'd like us to go.
Let's see here. Let's go to...
10 forward is a good choice.
10 forward.
Is that what's being said?
Yes. Lyndon, 10 forward.
All right, Lyndon, here we go. That looks like an entrance to 10 forward. If I ever did see one. Oh.
No way.
This is the bar.
This would actually be a really cool bar. I'll tell you.
10 forward is a really cool bar. Let's see if I can... So we're in 10 forward. We've got to pull a Riker. Nice. Pulling a Riker. There you have it, folks. It's stage 9 from stage-9.co.uk.
Awesome.
Here we are. Wasn't that fun?
That was amazing.
Your gaming computer, even in epic mode, is sick, as the kiddos say.
I love it.
Ah. So I'm going to pack this thing up and take it home with me now.
Nope. This what? One is for Dave. So, Dave. Like, you are...
He's in the audience.
Awesome. Yes, Dave is right behind the camera. Thank you so much. This is both a wedding gift and a birthday gift. And it's not just for me, but it's from all of Category 5. So we've
this is from her.
It's from all of Category 5. So we've had all of the viewers from everywhere just helping pick the parts of the computer. Robbie guiding me through building it. We've had... countless.
I was like, don't do that. Ah, no,
I know.
Don't put it there. No.
Now that this is over, you can watch the entire series.
You can like us on Facebook again, Dave.
Yeah.
So it's a sweet gaming rig. Let's go over a little bit of the hardware here just so you know what you're getting. The CPU is a 7th gen Intel Core desktop i7-7700K. It's overclocked. It's 4.5 gigahertz. It is sweet. The motherboard is an ASUS Republic of Gamer Maximus 8. That's the Hero, and it is also sweet. It's a gaming motherboard. The cooling system is like a thermal take, contact silent 12, nice and quiet. The RAM, this is beautiful. Kingston HyperX Fury gaming RAM. Not only that, but 32 gigabytes of it. The system can take up to 64, but we put 32 in there, so it'd be dual channel, it'd be as fast as can be, and it gives you the chance that if you ever need more than that, which I know you're never going to need, you can go that route. We've got an M.2 solid-state drive, which is a chip on the motherboard that Sasha installed. It's got the operating system, which is Linux game. I can never get it. Game something. It's
yeah.
Gaming OS of Linux. It's awesome.
It's very cool.
It's based on Ubuntu, and it works great. So that is a Kingston Digital 240 gig SSD now, M.2, 6 gigabits per second, sweet little thing. And that's got your OS, but we knew that you'd have like family photos, videos, things like that, that you're going to need to be able to store on here. And an M.2 at 240 gigs is going to fill up pretty quick. So we stuck a terabyte Kingston drive in there as well. It's an SSD, it's the HyperX Savage, so that means it's super fast, it's ready for gaming, it is screaming for you. The GPU, this is a killer unit. That's the graphics processing unit.
Right.
It's VR ready. It's got several HDMI as well as DisplayPort, VR output, and a DVI. So it's ready for headsets if you ever want to get into VR gaming, things like that. In the meantime, it'll hook up to your big TV as well. That's the GTX 1070 overclocked edition, and that's ready for 4K right out of the box. Then we've got the power supply is a Dreamy Corsair RMX 850X. It's an 850 watt power supply, fully modular, so the cables are nice and hidden. You don't see any extra cables there. The chassis is this beautiful Thermaltake Versa C22 Black Edition. The lights up, you can change the colors, whatever you want to do. Then keyboard and mouse, we've got a wireless gaming keyboard and mouse. That's pretty sweet. Then we've got that's it. That's the gaming rig. Yeah, I mean, don't need to mention Arctic Silver. That's kind of boring stuff.
Was that the little paste stuff?
Yeah.
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 And we glued a thing on a thing.
So the one final thing, we need to know what you're going to plug this into when you take it home. So, like, do you have a power bar or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. Right. It's like a surge protector power bar thing.
Like power bar thing. In other words, when you bought it, you didn't really know what you were looking for. It just had enough outlets to plug your TV in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why Category 5 and viewers of Category 5 have come together to get you a CyberPower CP1000 AVR UPS. So this is a battery backup that you can hook up your new computer to. It also, you can plug your TV into it as well. This has 5 battery backup ports and 9 surge protected ports. It's guaranteed that it will protect your data, your hardware, I should say, from lightning and surge protection. And it's got the LCD, it's got auto shutdown software, all the works. And I got you one that was nice and small. Even though it's 1,000 volt amps, it's small, so it can fit behind your TV cabinet and things like that. So, folks, your donations, your contributions to their kind of wedding gift fund for this project also went toward this. So that's the 1,000 volt amp CyberPower UPS with AVR. So that's automated voltage regulations. So that means if the power browns out, it will also protect you.
Nice.
It'll keep things going. You can still watch TV when the power's out, Dave.
Yay!
Nice!
I want to absolutely personally thank each and every one of you for your kind words, your support, your advice, your donations, your time. Thank you.
It was fun.
So much. It was a blast. It was a scary blast, but it was a blast.
And Sasha built this thing with her own hands, so just so you know, and you can watch the video to see that. Okay. If you haven't seen the series yet and you're wondering what are we on about, this sweet gaming rig that we played on tonight is a beautiful gaming computer. Sasha built it. It's her first computer build, and I just kind of oversaw things to help make sure that things went in correctly and the right way around and stuff like that. You can find out more about it. You can see the entire series and find our shopping list at cat5.tv/CPU2017. It's all there, folks. So hope you enjoy the gaming rig. Have fun. Hope you enjoyed the show, folks, and we'll see you next Wednesday night. Take care.